Pro Football Focus is out with their quarterback rankings. They rank all 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. We'll look where Dak falls. A couple of surprises on this list that we get to later this hour at 6:55. But right now,
their list almost lined up with mine. It was really freaky.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you release yours on the same day?
Yeah. Well, no, I actually released mine a few days earlier than theirs.
Oh.
But
maybe they copied.
Yeah, they did. They copied my homework.
And yeah, just changed one or two to make it look like they didn't copy.
I was so pissed.
Like we would do in school.
So cheap.
All right, time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
All right, stories that have freaked me out and weirded me out recently. One of them was when I read this story about this 11-year-old Canadian boy. So he wakes up and he has a bat on his nose and mouth. Not the, like a Louisville Slugger, but like a vampire bat. Whatever kind of bat it was. Mm. And his family was visiting a cottage in Northern Ontario back in 2024. They just published a story about this. The reason that it's making this news segment right now.
Did it bite him?
As we observe the world. Well, he didn't think so. He smacks the bat off his face. His father then caught the bat in a cooking pot and then released it outside, so gave it its freedom. And since the kid had no visible bite marks and the bat's behavior didn't seem erratic or crazy, they didn't seek medical attention. They didn't know the boy was hurt at all. But 19 days later, he starts experiencing progressive tingling sensations and numbness in the right side of his face, followed by facial swelling, loss of appetite. And then 4 days after the symptoms began, they take him to one of these urgent care facilities, Doc in the Box, which is a little bit pejorative, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on. Your mic's not on.
Your hot dog's not on.
Kind of demeaning to the medical professionals who work there.
Yes. So they gave him medicine to treat herpes.
That's what we get from bats?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
That's why it's a little bit weird that they gave him herpes medicine.
Hmm.
Because it was presumed he had symptoms of Bell's palsy, which is caused by the herp.
Oh.
And there's... We oftentimes think of herp as a sexually transmitted disease, but, you know, like regular cold sores on your lip is you're herped up.
So they didn't realize he was turning into a vampire.
What?
They didn't realize the kid is turning into a vampire.
Yeah, that's pretty clear.
Been bitten by a vampire bat, and they thought it was Bell's palsy.
Well, I don't know that it was a vampire bat. I'm just saying it was a bat like a vampire bat is.
Is.
Could we get back to the story?
Well, we finally got out of the vampire era. I can't exactly say when it was. It was like 2010 to 2018, maybe. Where it seemed like every movie was, oh, yeah.
And it's all driven by women's, too.
I know.
Women's love vampires. Why do women just love vampires?
It's probably about the time Vampire Weekend got started.
Yeah, we still have What We Do in the Shadows, that great show.
Okay.
So then he leaves the Doc in the Box with herp medicine, and then 3 days later, he's taken to a hospital with painful swallowing and vomiting. Physical exam found ulcers in his gums and a mild impairment in a nerve on the right side of his face. And the family tells the doctors about the incident with the bat, and the next day, the emergency doctor notified the local public health authority. But the kid was discharged on a presumed diagnosis of herpes gingivostomatitis. Just cold sores.
Hmm.
But the next morning, he had to go back to the hospital, weakness on the right side of his face, while waiting to be admitted. He gets drastically worse, starts deteriorating, ventilator, and he passed away.
No. Oh, my God.
The rabies had struck again.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't believe they couldn't identify that.
I know. How long does that take? Wow. There's several thousand cases of rabies confirmed in animals in Canada each year. But rabies, very rare in humans in Canada. Just 28 cases reported in the country of Canada where this happened since 1924.
Wow.
28 human cases. In the U.S., fewer than 10 people die of rabies every year. But it is, and in, I guess, in the Americas, dogs are the cause of 99% of rabies cases. Hmm. That's crazy. Oh, this is, I guess this is worldwide. Dogs cause 99% of rabies cases in humans. But in the Americas, where dog rabies is pretty controlled, bats the main source.
Okay.
Hmm.
Also, skunks and foxes every once in a while transmit the disease. But the symptoms occur 20 to 60 days after exposure. That's
Damn,
what's creepy
wow.
to me.
So, yeah, you're thinking you're out of the woods.
Yeah.
Week or two in.
But then what went on in the woods? Now that you're out of them, I mean.
Right.
Something bad happened back in there. And I want to say rabies is 90-some-odd percent fatal. 99%?
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't there, like, only one person who's ever survived rabies?
I don't know.
So this kid had no chance no matter what?
Right. Basically. And we just... We're so safe from rabies these days. All these things that used to just kill people constantly, all the time. And because of all these evil Fauci jabs that we've been taking our whole lives, I guess we don't have, we're not getting smallpox and malaria and rabies and all that constantly. Plague.
Yeah.
Is there any vaccination for plague?
I guess I didn't know rabies was that lethal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they say that, according to AI, if you get to it immediately, you can be okay. But once symptoms appear, then it's almost 100% fatal.
Wow.
So, that's so unfair.
I know.
And they need to give you a day grace period to at least give you a fighting chance of when you notice symptoms.
Right.
So if you receive a dog bite, do you automatically get?
Yeah, you need to
some
because
sort of treatment.
You can't wait for symptoms. You immediately have to treat it just in case, or test the dog.
You know how do they test dogs?
Semen.
Whoa,
semen possible?
No.
They have to cut off the dog's head.
Do they really?
Yeah. I don't think the dog is.
Okay.
The animal that gets the rabies test doesn't fare so well. Because I think they have to cut open the brain to find out if you have rabies, to count the rabies rings. See
so
how
spot
old
the,
you are.
Spot the family pet bites you. You just assume he doesn't have rabies.
I think that's the way it works.
And, yeah. As opposed to cutting off his head.
And then the other crazy story that I saw was this Scottish woman who... died in her kitchen. Now, this is one of the deals where if you're this woman's roommate, you have to think for a moment before you call officers. So you walk into the kitchen and you see this scene of the Scottish woman that's stabbed to death on the kitchen floor. And you're the only person living in the house with her. And you're going to call cops.
Mm-hmm.
You're worried. And there's no break-in.
Mm-hmm.
There's no break-in. You're a little bit worried that they're going to think it's you?
Well, guess your fingerprints are all over the kitchen, all over the house.
Guess what killed her? She was loading the dishwasher, reaching over for something from the cupboard, falls.
Oh, my gosh.
The knives sticking up in the dishwasher stab her.
No way.
That's why you're supposed to put knives down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, my.
You got to put the blade side down.
Wow.
And this is not unprecedented. There's been several deaths from people falling into dishwashers and being stabbed to death.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, another unusual death.
What's going on in this world?
In everybody's world?
Yeah, I wish we knew.
So, that sent me down the rabbit hole of looking at unusual deaths. Famous dancer Isadora Duncan. Isadora? Is it Isadora or Isadora? I always forget.
I have no idea.
She was born a long time ago in the 1800s. Anyway, she died in like the 1920s in Nice, France, of long scarf syndrome.
What is that?
Got caught in something?
She got into a convertible automobile with a long scarf that was trailing behind her. It gets wrapped up in the rear wheel.
Oh, my God. Wow. Popped her head off.
Well,
let's just say strangulation. Jesus. Well, that is one long scarf.
You're not a medical examiner. They tastefully put long scarf syndrome on the line where it said cause of death rather than your.
How could someone have a scarf that long that would go from even the back seat to the rear wheel? That's a...
Oh, so George jumped straight to victim blaming.
Well, it's been 100 years. I think we can examine.
You think we can blame victims now?
Maybe that's why we don't make scarves that long anymore.
Yeah, maybe.
I bet you we make scarves that long.
A 10-foot scarf?
Sure.
No way.
Sure. George, there are other parts of the world that have different traditions than we have.
Do we still make 10-foot scarves?
You are the only person.
Why would you have one over?
That's going to Google that
two
today.
Or 3 feet.
You know, nothing really pops up.
See there? So we do.
Nothing pops up.
Yeah, it's
like, there are other countries where women wear head coverings and long scarves that eventually get wrapped around the head area because they have to cover their hair. And
I was thinking of the.
And what if one of those comes loose and gets jammed in a rickshaw?
Yeah.
Hey, long scarf syndrome is real. And I'm going to dedicate my life to raising awareness.
It's a killer.
Of long scarf syndrome
in
DFW.
61 years to hear about it, but yeah, I guess it's real. Never heard of it.
Gosh, boy, you just defeated my life's purpose in pretty quick order. Told you I dedicated my life to it. I read a story about someone drowning in an elevator.
Okay, how would that happen? The elevator had to fill up.
It was in 2020 in Tel Aviv. There was this couple that lived in a building, and they were going down the elevator into the parking garage. Little did they know the parking garage had flooded.
Then it got too heavy rainfall.
So this thing lowers straight into the water.
Oh, my God.
And you can't do anything about it. You're in an enclosed room that's then lowered into water, and you're quickly trying to press the one button on the elevator bank that says, it's filled with water, and you can't find it real quick.
What a terrible way to go.
Wow, that's awful.
Remember we had the story a few years ago of the police officer who was part of a team that was busting up a
cockfighting ring.
Mm-hmm.
There's fighting in the middle of that. So.
Davey's attention.
And one of the roosters, which, you know, they have large talons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure whether this rooster had any blades attached to its feet when the officer was trying to get a hold of it. But it slashed his thigh.
Mm.
Hit his femoral artery.
Oh, my God.
So that happened.
Wow.
Once again, a Gordo segment. We all feel like crap at the end of it.
But I want to announce that think about all of the people in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Other than these few people I've mentioned, did not die of those things.
Everybody else is doing all right.
The positive is that if we're trying to assess good luck versus bad luck, more people have had good luck not running into water-filled elevator rooster talon.
As of this morning, we have 8 billion more fortunate souls.
Yes, yes. That's the way I like to look at it. But I noticed George was going straight to looking at it most negatively, which my whole point of this was that most people don't die of these things.
Oh, okay, yeah. But we focus for 15 minutes on these crazy deaths as you have this evil smile on your face as you deliver the news. Get a load of this one. She fell on a butcher knife on the dishwasher. Hey, look out, fans.
I did not talk like I was an FM DJ leading into the hit of the day.
Like a baseball announcer. That's the play of the day. Wow.
Anyway, that's the public service. Okay. Make sure you put your blades down in the dishwasher because you don't want to be Scottish. You don't want to turn out to be Scottish.
Okay.
Right. Ian.